When a mass shooting like the one that killed 10 in Boulder this week occur, many groups working to curtail the easy access to guns come forward to offer insights in what they've learned. Grandmothers Against Gun Violence is one of those, a group based in Seattle with members in 30-plus states, including Colorado.
Grandmothers Against Gun Violence formed in 2012 after a lone gunman killed 26 people, including 20 children between 6 and 7 years old and 6 adults. It was the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newton, Connecticut. Founder of the group, Margaret Heldring, said after so many children were killed, she sincerely thought it wouldn't take Congress long to recognize that gun laws needed to change. But it's going on 9 years since the grassroots group formed, and Heldring says while some individual states have made progress in passing comprehensive gun safety and laws to reduce gun violence, at the national level, the needle has barely moved.
Right now, we feel discouraged because over the last year, 2020, gun sales have increased, episodes of gun violence, gun tragedies have also increased. And then in the last, 2 weeks, we've seen 18 deaths. And meanwhile, the U.S. Senate held its first hearing Tuesday, but that is unlikely to result in any action. So we have moved between encouragement and discouragement over these years. Right now, it's a moment of discouragement, sorrow, almost a kind of disbelief that this country cannot get it together to solve this problem, or at least even to take on this problem. And so we are beginning to wonder if the legislative route, whether at the state level or the national level, is the best route. And we are beginning to think about what are other ways we can take on this problem. It's almost as if we cannot wait for legislators, elected officials to act. People are dying. It's urgent. It's not a casual matter. So I think it is baffling to the average American mind and to those of us. I mean, I certainly have, I think, an average mind, but I've been around doing this, as you say, for 8 years. It is very baffling, but that's no reason to stop. And here's why. Because there will come a day when there are more people in the gun violence prevention movement than out of it. And that will be useful. There will also, as we saw from issues like marriage equality, there will be eventually a kind of cultural shift, a kind of cultural maturation where more and more people and elected officials responding to pressure from people begin to say, oh my gosh, this really is a serious problem. And it's kind of the inverse of the marriage equality, which was, oh yeah, love is love is love. Yeah, we should do this. This is, oh my gosh, guns are guns are guns. We better do something about it. But I guess the reality is that it's taking longer and will take longer than it should, and that people can, including all of us working on it, can understand. And it cannot be laid entirely at the feet of the NRA right now, because the NRA is basically weakened. They are not the big player anymore that they were 8 years ago. However, the mentality of too many people is still this strange kind of Second Amendment liberty gives me my rights. Don't mess with my rights. Don't tell me I have to wear a mask. Don't tell me I have to get vaccinated. Don't tell me I can't carry my gun. That's what we're up against. That's really what we're up against.
Boulder recently learned what it was up against when a judge tossed out the city's 2018 ban on the sale and possession of assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and bump stock devices. At the time the ordinance passed, gun rights supporters challenged the city, arguing that only the state could regulate firearms. Earlier this month, a state judge agreed, ruling that Boulder was prohibited from enforcing its nearly 3-year-old assault weapons ban. And as we know, less than 2 weeks later, a man armed with an assault-style weapon walked into Boulder's King Supers and killed 10 people. Heldring says she did not expect to spend her grandmotherly years fighting for what she calls common sense gun reform, but she has no plans to quit.
We have learned a lot over the years that the word grandmother, the archetype grandmother, is a powerful tool in this. It conjures up images of knowledge, wisdom, experience, authority, seniority. And so we are working hard to leverage this construct grandmother, this reality of grandmothers all over the country, to kind of wag our fingers at these slowpoke legislators and say, you know, we're going to be opposing you in your next campaign, and we're going to make sure everybody else is opposing you if you don't start behaving right. You mind your manners and you take care of the public good. So we're doing a lot of work and trying to empower older women and men around the country who maybe have thought, well, you know, my time is over and what good am I anymore, to say, you are not only good, you are precious, and your voice is powerful.
Again, that was Margaret Heldring. She is the founder of Grandmothers Against Gun Violence. The Seattle-based group began with just a few grandmothers and since has grown to a group of about 1,200, with members in 30 different states around the country, including Colorado.